Thursday, April 18th. Here's what's coming up on a mayor's office.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Carlos Mendoza so hard, dude. One of my favorite guys. Being with him last year in the dugout with the Yankees was incredible. But knew he would be great, dude. Knew that he would make the right decisions. And I'm in love with this good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top. Keep climbing. I wanna live it up. I'm the good life. I'm coming up. I'm coming up. The good life. Good life. Oh, good life. Good life. Good life. Good life. Good life. Good life.
Coming in hot, Chichi. I'm in the airport and it's packed. I can't yell boom that loud.
I'm keeping the beginning because that was really funny when you looked around to do it. That's going to stay in there. So, audience, if you heard a little pause at the beginning, go watch it. Dude, we are remotely hours away from Al Leiter pulling every hair out of his head, dude. One Easter. Oh, dude. It's going to be on a
network. Al is so stressed out right now. It's not even funny, dude. I'm sure Lori's stressed, the whole family. Kids, you know, and it's so cool, man. It's so great for him. You know, did you see that article on MLB.com with the article on Volpe? You know, Volpe and, you know, obviously with them, you know, Martin, but him and, you know, Jack growing up together and stuff, which is really cool. But they say Volpe's going to just, you know, find a place to watch the game today, sit back, nothing to do. How cool is that to watch one of your buddies in the big leagues? Dude, I was fortunate, you know, not as best a friend like probably Jack and Volpe are, but another guy I played like American Legion ball with, you know, he was, you know, one of the, you know, we were on the same team together. You know, we didn't play varsity together, but we were like, I was a sophomore, he was a senior with Kevin Ory. You remember Kevin Ory?
Yeah.
Third baseman for the Cubs and stuff. Sure. So like just following his career was kind of cool for me to see him in the big leagues. And when I got to the big leagues, it was kind of a cool thing for us, like growing up together and, you know, playing against each other, playing on the same team. You know, like I said, we weren't as close as Jack and Volk.
Right.
But just to have somebody from your same high school playing the big leagues, that's a big deal. Kevin's another guy, Kevin Slowey, who pitched in the big leagues for a while. He went to my high school. So just to have that, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. One of the kids on the NC State basketball team that made that whole run almost through the Final Four went to my high school. I don't even know the guy. I've never met him in my life, but I'm like, this is awesome. I followed him. And then, dude, you were the hitting coach for the Yankees. I was a nervous wreck for an entire half of a season. You weren't even hitting.
I know.
I cannot imagine what Al is going through right now.
Yeah. You're living well. I'm sure he's so proud, so excited. Anytime you watch your kids, dude, it's times 20. You feel more nervous.
Yeah.
It's just another level. And I've never done it at the big leagues, even watching Jake and Andrew in Division I baseball.
Terrified. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Volpe, by the way, dude, this is what you want to see out of a very young player who's having success. Last night, 0 for 5. Guess what? Ninth inning, game-saving play up the middle. That I would argue is already on his highlight reel for his career. It was nasty. Sliding, whatever. Stanton, huge bomb to kind of like make it feel like they could pull that game off. Judge, struggling, not doing well. Boom, game winning hit. And then Volpe makes that play, dude. They're a tough team. I'll say that.
so huge. Yeah, Soto looks good again. But Stanton, I mean, just having Stanton be close to what he was a couple years ago is so big for them, man. That's his fifth home run, crushed one. Just looks so good out there. And then for Judgy to come through with that big hit, you know, down the third base line, scores two, and they end up winning that game. But you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, when you're in the big leagues and you can't do something with your bat, you throw an 0-5 out there like Volpe, but you can make a play, you know, do something to help the team win. Whatever it is, steal a base, make a play in the field. Whatever it is, if you don't bring your bat that day, make a play. And that's what I love about Volpe. That's why he's the best shortstop in baseball. He's not bringing his at-bats to the field, dude. He's still making plays, still doing his thing. And that was really a team win, man, yesterday.
I love it. By the way, there's one thing that Stanton doesn't look good doing right now. And when he was rounding second and third and scoring on that one play the other night, I sent you a video.
Thank you.
Oh. Sean's at an airport, by the way, guys. Don't worry about it.
Pilots just arrived.
Don't show him. That's probably illegal. Dude, did you see Stanton rounding second and scoring? He was literally going a mile and a half per hour around. And then Hatcher drops the ball. That was one of the funniest plays.
Bro, I'd rather have Stanton run like that the rest of the year and stay in the lineup than freaking score and blow out.
Yeah, so. Like Lords of London.
The toughest part is Louis Rojas is the third base coach because he's like, all right, man, go ahead. I'm sending it. As soon as you wave that arm, you know, you're hoping he gets there. So like I said,
you drop the ball.
I'd rather see Stan get thrown out 10 times in a row than blow out a handy.
I completely agree.
The way he's swinging it right now, dude, that bat's gonna be game changing.
Yeah, by the way, super quick, Juan Soto 3-for-3 with 2 walks, dude. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Dude, he's changed. So, he is a defining thing in a lineup. He's changed everybody on the team. He's changed everybody on the team. The whole team, the whole lineup.
Well, the thing about when you have a guy like him, he makes everybody in the lineup better. That's what that means. When you get a guy like Soto, he makes everybody in that lineup better. That's the bottom line. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact that he can – the fact that he can get hits, get on base, and dude, Chinch, his at bats are tough. Watching the bats, he's not like up there first pitch hacking, fouling out like 3-2, grind, foul. Ooh, you know, so you know when you have guys like that in your lineup too, that means you're getting to the bullpen sooner. That means you're making the pitcher work. You're getting traffic on base. You're getting the pitcher out of the stretch. I mean, a guy like that does so many things that don't show up in the box score.
Yeah, and what else doesn't show up in a box score is that you got a great manager in Aaron Boone. Crosstown, hey, New Yorkers, you have two phenomenal managers. Carlos Mendoza is managing his patoot off, dude. He made some decisions over the last few days that were spot on, nailed them, weren't analytically perfect decisions, but he made decisions with his gut. He's got a shortstop who's one of the best players in baseball who has really done nothing yet, and he will, by the way. He will. It's the bullpen, dude. The Mets bullpen, super quick. I got this great stat. All right. Yesterday, Lopez, Diekman, and Grant Hartwig, they went 9 up, 9 down. The Pens ERA right now is 2.97, and it started high. Don't forget they lost 6-7. Batting average against for the bullpen, 2.02 in the last 10 games. They've given up one homer to the bullpen in 40 innings, and they're 8-2. 8-2.
That's incredible, man. Yeah, dude, I'm rooting for Carlos Mendoza so hard, dude. One of my favorite guys. Being with him last year in the dugout with the Yankees was incredible. But knew he would be great, dude. Knew that he would make the right decisions. And, you know, obviously, this is his first go in the big leagues, but he managed a lot of years in the minors with the Yankees, has been the bench coach next to Boone for a couple of years now. And, you know, kudos to him. And the Mets are playing good baseball, dude. They're playing some good teams. They're playing some good baseball. And, you know, I think at the beginning, what were they, 0-5? 0-4? 0-5?
Yeah. Pete Alonso's home run saved the season. I'm telling you, they were down in a doubleheader, and they wound up pulling that game off. I'll tell you, man, I don't know I don't understand why this comp comes to my head, but the way Mendoza looks, like, just, I think it's more of, like, the cool and the calm and the collected. He reminds me a lot of Cito Gaston. Like, he looks like the team respects him. It looks like the team loves him, but it looks like the team knows he's the boss. Like he's got that kind of energy to him, which I love, dude. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, you got to have that. You know, even playing for like Terry Francona. You love Terry because he was a great guy, but you also knew that okay, this guy's the boss. You
know? Right,
and that's a fine line you have to walk as a manager because there's so many different personalities in that clubhouse, so many different guys from different cultures. It's not an easy, you know, line to walk, but I'm sure Mendy's going to do a great job of walking that line.
Yeah, and dude, explain to people, like, a bench coach is almost kind of like your best friend of the coaches, right? The bench coaches, it's easier to communicate with the bench coach. Usually probably the manager is relaying things to the bench coach to give you. When you make that switch to manager, now you're the boss, and you got to kind of like – you can't be best buddies, right? You got to be a little more authoritative.
Well, the biggest thing about the manager, you're right. The bench coach, you're always kind of talking to as a player, and you're maybe bitching about the manager at times. Say, dude, what's this guy doing? He hasn't played me. When you become the manager, dude, at the end of the day, leaders lead from the front. You got to make the decisions. You got to make the decisions that you know. Like you said, hey, maybe sometimes, like, oh, he should do this. Well, he went with a gut decision, and it's worked out so far. He's going to have decisions that don't work out. Who needs to answer those questions after the game? He does. It's from the New York media. So at the end of the day, when you become the manager, and any CEO, any person that's leading a group, you are the decision maker, dude. Are you going to make the right decision all the time? No. But at the end of the day, you've got to make a decision. Sometimes they're going to work out, sometimes they're not.
I love it. Great point. All right, one more guy. Let's stay in the East Coast. Sorry, everybody on the West Coast. You guys got good teams out there too, but just one more point here. Tanner Houck, dude. 9 innings, 3 hits, 0 earned, 0 walked, 9 Ks, 94 pitches, 69 strikes, 29 batters faced, 1 hour and 49 minutes.
1 hour and 40 minutes, and they were look at Stu, going for the jugular, dude. What are they calling it? Maddox S. They're calling that a game now, like the Maddox, game or whatever. Because Greg Maddox used to just dominate card winning deal people. Hour and 49 minutes. That's incredible. That just shows that pitch clock's working too. And if you could pound the strike zone with Tanner, Tanner Houck's stuff was incredible. If you go look at the breakdown, would you say 94 pitches, 69 strikes? Like,
yeah.
I want to say he threw 222 or something like that fastballs. Everything else was a slider, a cutter, off speed. So great job. And Alex Cora was saying it was such a huge start for them because it really saved the bullpen. Like, yeah, they really needed that. They needed a day where they could give everybody a rest. And that's what's great about having a starter that can pound the strike zone with great stuff. Works fast, because at the end of the day, if you can give the bullpen a day off, that's huge.
Yeah. By the way, at this moment, every team in the AL East is above 500. Every team in AL East. It's a hell of a division, dude. And the Orioles.
Forget about that division is so good. Once again, you're like, wow, how's the East going to be? Like, almost like if you're playing in the East, you have to be loaded, dude. That's why you see a lot of the big free agents sign with the East, because they know you can't not be loaded and play in the East.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. That reminded me of a game. There was a game, you were a player at the time, so you might not remember this, but they used to have all the Braves and Cubs games and stuff on TBS or Turner, whatever it was back in the day. I watched a day game once where Greg Maddux, he gave up one hit. It was a home run, and he threw like 82 pitches, and it was like less than 2 hour game. Reminds me so much of that. Like, I almost argue like this game this kid pitched last night, I think he pitched better than I would say 60% of the no hitters that have happened in baseball. It was that much. It was almost like more dominant than a no hitter. Some guys have like 6 walks, 7 walks.
He was so. You're right. He was absolutely dominant. And what did he face? 29 batters, 2 over the minimum. He faced 2 over the minimum. So it's 27 is obviously a perfect game. So he faced 29, which is basically like how many times you've seen a no hitter? A guy has 4 walks, 6 walks, 8 walks.
Yeah, you're right.
So he faced 2 batters over the minimum. He was so close to a perfect game. So
nice.
That was pretty incredible. Incredible.
All right. You got to get in the air. I got to go watch Jack Leiter. You got to put it on the fucking Let's do it, dude. It's going to be a great day.
All right, man.
Baseball's in a great place today, man. We're in a good place.
Great place, dude. Yeah.
Right now,
lock into Jack Leiter. Hopefully we can get a chance to talk about a great start he has today. And we can talk tomorrow in many, many years. Al, good luck, dude.
Good luck.
I know you're sweating it out, but you're going to be okay, man. It's going to be okay. Lock it in. All right, Tishy. Love. Hey, everyone out there. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Sorry we couldn't give you the big boom to start the show, but I don't want to get arrested here in the air. It's a dollar there. All right, Tishy. Love you, brother. I'll talk to you in a moment.